There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frogloom, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two on a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. As my voice cracks, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I've got a project for them. They don't know it yet, but I've got a project. Going to try to get Robin back on the show from there and talk about that later on this week. Check them out. One of the things that we're going to have to consider for those of you out there that, for those of you out there that have a self-defense plan, this is not going to be nearly as impactful because you fully understand the part about being your own first responder. But this war on the police, This has impact on those individuals that are cops beyond the police departments and me and you, you know. You get that, right? These police officers are married. They have children. They have families. Some of this stuff is probably having a lot of them or making a lot of them take a step back and say, especially the family part of it, they're probably out there saying, they're out to get my husband or son or brother or mother, and they're out to kill him. That's very hard on a family. It's already hard to be a police officer's wife or husband or son or daughter or father or mother. That's already tough. And now it's tougher. In Durham, North Carolina, of all places, they've had two incidents of police officers coming under fire. They've had one where a couple of guys attempted to ambush one. They've had another one who was in his apartment and somebody was taking pot shots at him. In Durham, everybody, all of the family members of police are on edge. Now, here's what's going to happen with this. This is going to be the unintended consequence of this. Okay? Now, already, we're seeing a stall in this, but I think that we'll see some level of sustaining it. One, because Al Sharpton is still out there. And two, because Barack Obama is still out there. And they actually got somewhere with this, they think. And people reacted to this. They reacted the way they were intended to react, as a matter of fact. The cops, very shortly, I mean, it's already happening in New York. The cops are going to quit responding. You're going to call 911, and you're not going to get, you'll get an answer on the phone, but it's going to be a while before you see a police officer. What are you going to do then? The citizens, the undecided citizens, in my case, okay, if I call the cops, it's because it's either something that I can't handle, like kids running up and down the road in cars doing 50 miles an hour in the residential area. I can't do anything about that. Or it's going to be something that I can do something about. Which in that case, all I'm calling them for is because that's a formality. When you have officers that are going to become afraid to respond to any minor call, look at that as a setup for a potential ambush. Or they're going to, you know, if they're just stopped for paperwork and some assassin sees an opportunity there, how are they going to be expected to perform their very base function? Simple reality of the matter is that they can't. Now, in New York right now, there are reports that crime is down, okay? And I place that fully on the fact that New York probably has a bunch of stupid laws. Now, I don't know about major crime, felonious crime. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's down. But as far as crime being down, don't read too much into that just yet. We need to see what kind of crime is down. The crime about, the crime of selling loose cigarettes. Yes, it was a crime. Garner was committing a crime. But he was committing a crime that was designed, you know, by a bunch of people wanting to collect taxes on cigarettes. Doesn't make him an angel. That could happen to anybody. What if it had not been an Eric Garner with a long criminal history and it was morbidly obese, that his own body killed him? What if it had been just a homeless person who found $5? Well, you can't buy a pack of cigarettes in New York City for $5. He found $40 and he bought 3 packs of cigarettes. He saw a way to triple his money. That was his only crime. He just wanted to triple his money. What if it was him? The response times are going to increase. The fact that any criminals show up at all, or any cops show up at all, that's going to plummet. Oh, well. They're going to start coming in multi-vehicle teams. Now, we're already sitting out there saying, why do they have to show up in mass? Well, they're going to really show up in mass now in certain locales. In some cases, they may not come at all, especially if it's known that people are hostile to them there. And why should they? It's going to become, in certain areas, right now in Sweden, I think they have 55 no-go zones for law enforcement where they will not go. And the Islamic gangs are running the areas in those areas. On the off chance that cops do get in there and do get trapped, if they call for backup, they get nothing because they were told not to go there. You're on your own. This is the failure of civility. So if somebody's trying to steal the stereo out of your car, don't call the cops. Well, it depends on where you live. Okay, it really depends on where, you know. But before long, if this continues, this will spread, it'll get worse, and then all of us that are already our own first responders, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. It's those of you who are not that are going to have the issues. Now, I'm sure they will show up if somebody's being raped or murdered. As soon as they pull together a tactical team of enough people to provide a 360-degree perimeter to make sure the guy's actually doing the arrest and the law enforcement part of it have ample protection against outsiders coming in and ambushing them. That's what they're going to set up. It's going to go from being a law enforcement response to being a patrol wedge that breaks into a 360-degree perimeter. Your home may become your own private Alamo. So it's a good thing you've invested time and money in maintaining stuff like I have. We're the ones that are way ahead of the bell curve. We'll stay that way, too. And we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, and I'm about to describe to you, especially you ladies, the way that you can use G-Code to enhance your carry propositions. First of all, let me say this. And I've said this many times, and we're going to touch on this thing that has happened. Although the thing that has happened in Idaho has sort of highlighted something that, as tragic as it is, has sort of highlighted an issue that I do think needs to be looked at, especially by the ladies that are carrying guns. There are a lot of really good quality purses for carrying a gun, designed to carry a gun. However, there is one thing that I would like to see happen with purses designed to carry a gun. And since I don't own one, they may already have it, for all I know. One of the things about this Idaho incident that I have not heard, although I believe it to be this way, is that the gun was in the purse loose. One of the things that I've seen, and I believe it's called Upstate Tactical. There's some guys here that I know that they got a G-code holster, just the shell. They took off the RTI retention. They took off the paddle, just the shell of the holster itself, and then they went and bought some adhesive Velcro. And in a bag designed to carry a gun of body that has hook and loop in it already, you can take that holster, Velcro it in there. It's going to stay in place, and the trigger guard is covered. Which is about as safe as you can make it off-body. So, first of all, any of you ladies out there that are carrying a gun in one of these purses, and I need to check on some of these people. Maybe they already have it, I don't know. But I'd like to check on some of these people and see if they already have weapon retention built into it, if they already have a holster built into it. And if you don't, then this is something that you can do. Something you could do. And for those of you that may have one of these purses and may be saying, well, you know, it doesn't have that. How do I add that to it? I found out something quite by accident the other day. I have this, my primary carry vest is by a company called Agilite, which is not, you know, it's not 5.11 Tactical. It's not Blackhawk. It's not ubiquitous. Only a handful of people actually carry the product. And I also have, in the same house, an Australian Shepherd puppy. And the Agilite vest, which is supposed to withstand combat for, you know, forever, well, the Australian Shepherd puppy got hold of it and completely destroyed one ammo pouch. And where in the world do you find most people that have the stuff to sew on tactical nylon? And I found out... Right down the road, there's a company that specializes in sewing for boats, canopies, the upholstery, all that other stuff. And I took them the vest. I got another pouch. I took them the vest. And they replaced the pouch like it looked like it was born that way. Slight difference in color. No big deal. So you're not just constrained... by what you've got. You can change that if you want to. If you've got a person that doesn't have Velcro in it, ladies, you can go to Hobby Lobby and get Velcro. You can get both hook and loop. Take the hook part of it. If it's got a really good adhesive, that might work by itself. If it needs sewing, go look for a trim shop, an auto trim shop. Take it to them. Some of those guys will say, no, we don't do that. Some of them will say, sure, we'll do it. And then they'll do it. But you got to look a little bit. But, I mean, something like this, this is the ounce of prevention that if you just go a little bit beyond what is the norm, if you go out there a little bit beyond, you can actually make this system work for you. Having said all that, having said, let's put a hard shell holster on the gun, let's not have it loose in the purse, I still don't like off-body carry. I don't like off-body carry because when you're carrying a gun off-body, you can't set that bag down. You can't forget that bag exists. You can't set it down and walk away from it. And if you got to keep it on you the whole time, with you, over your shoulder, slung in a sling bag or whatever it is, isn't it just about as easy just to carry it on yourself and do away with the bag? Just something for you to look at. But ladies, you can go to websites like Guns and Curves and see what they say. Now, most of the tactical instructors that I've ever talked to that are female find some ingenious ways to carry a gun on their body, even if they're wearing a dress. I can't remember Gracie's last name, but I had this little wisp of a girl. And for all of the waifs out there, which, you know, there's a few, she had to wear a dress. She went into modeling, but she's a tactical instructor, and she carries a full-size Springfield XD. So she figured out that even with a dress on, because of the way she carried her gun, that she needed a waistband. But dresses don't have waistbands. So she fashioned a way to take a waistband off of a pair of pants and wear it under the dress. Nobody knew she had it on. She could still conceal completely, somehow, this full-size Springfield XD. Ladies, you got more ways to carry guns than we do as guys, believe me. But the other thing is that you've got to engage your mind a little bit in it. Don't be worried about what is conventional. Be worried about what you can do. The belly band, that works good. That works pretty good, depending on the size of your gun. So you don't have to be constrained by what is the norm. You can make it up as you go, without a doubt. But if you can, please carry on body in proper holsters. Find a female shooting instructor who is aware of the same, she's got the same issues that you got, and she's figured out a way to overcome them. Let her help you overcome them. If I could tell you how to overcome them, I would. All I can really do, in all candor, is suggest that you go looking for that. Suggest you go looking for the female. Don't look for me. Don't look to me. Don't look to a male instructor. Go find a female instructor. They know how to carry the gear. The handgun is the best equalizer for you. But carrying it is part of the training. And carrying it has to be safe. It has to be safe. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Is that one for us, Hand Cannon, or can I just move on? You'll tell me later. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical. They cost the same. They cost the same as anything out there. Check them out, like I said, at TacticalHolsters.com. Let's go to the phones. Ben in Michigan. Yes, sir.
How you doing today, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope. How about you? Monday, you know, just kicking off the week.
One day at a time. Ain't that the only thing we can do?
That's it.
Yeah, I'm calling. You know about the Bergerberg meeting, and most of your people listening to know about the Bergerberg group, all right? Now, I want to say something because I called the other day ago about chemtrails.
Right.
Now, Alcoa, A-L-C-O-A, Mills. Okay, Alcoa, it's an aluminum production company. They and Coca-Cola were at the meeting, okay? One of the ingredients that we know that they put in the air is aluminum oxide, you know, aluminum. I just want to bring this to people's attention because as you notice, now when you go to store, what's pushed in front of your face is the plastic bottles, no longer the cans. You're starting to see the cans kind of fade in the background. But my point to all this is it's because of the aluminum supply itself. And I just want to bring awareness to these people because they're murderers and killers, man. Do you know, Bill, do you know that dementias went up over 200% in just the last 5 years of my research and me doing it? And this is probably a low number. We can't. Got to understand the people that they probably misdiagnose or don't get diagnosed with it. And now 20 and 30 and 40-year-old people are getting dementia. And what causes dementia? Do your research. Heavy metals, what they're spraying in the air. This brings alarm to me, Bill. It does. It brings alarm to my children, my grandchildren, you, your family members. I never gave nobody consent to spray any poisonous, toxical chemicals on me. And by doing my research and digging deeper and deeper and deeper, I see the truth. And I'm upset. You know, I really am. I'm upset about it.
Well, I understand that. I understand
that.
I wanted
to bring, and I call into a lot of different shows. I'm telling people the truth. Alcola, Coca-Cola, they're involved in it. You know, Coke has to probably back off on their aluminum intake, should we say, because it has to go to another place, the government. People say, you shouldn't be talking about that. Well, you know what? Under national security reasons, okay, if it's to protect my country from some foreign invasion from another country, I'll shut, you know, but when it's me and my children and grandchildren that are doing it too, it ain't national security reasons no more. It's an act of war.
Well, one thing you should take heart in, Ben, okay? Now, 20 years ago, you and I would not have been talking about this at all, or maybe you just hear very little of it because of the way information was disseminated.
Right. And we didn't have access to the internet and your radio shows and stuff like that.
You know, right. So now, with at least where we are now, and you can look at things. Attitudes are beginning to shift on this. So I'm encouraged by that. Now and I'll tell you why I'm encouraged by that, because for the country, all right, it's really better for the country to understand and to become aware than it would for us to be thrown into some sort of armed conflict. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, avoid it at all costs. You know, live by a sword. Die.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong either. But when the time comes, push and shove or things to hit the fan, there's no more laws and rules will be in play. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there will be laws and rules. We'll reestablish them real quick.
Well, eventually.
Do you know how long it would probably take in an armed conflict in the United States? Do you know how quick it would be over with?
I think it would go on for a little bit.
I think it'd be over with in 8 days.
Well, it all depends on what we're looking at, too. You know, because the racialness that's going to be brought into this, that's what they're trying to do now, is divide and conquer with the racial issues. I don't know, because...
Well, I mean, that's failing. I mean, there's more. For years, black America bought into the thing that gun control was a good idea. And for the first time in a very long time, now the majority of Americans believe having a gun is good for self-defense and good for your personal safety. And guess who pushed us over that tipping point?
True.
The squeaky wheel does get the grease, no doubt about it. And I'll tell you one thing one of the things I think about sometimes, let's say I find out where there's actually a Bilderberger meeting going on. I actually just sort of giggle about this. Wouldn't it be cool to show up with a bunch of my friends tacked up, just looking at them, walking into the middle of their meeting, interrupting their whatever they're doing, and just stand there going, we know.
Yeah, and hold a sign saying, I know you by your name.
I know, and you know I know, except I'm telling you what I'm willing to do about it. What are you willing to do about what I'm willing to do about it?
Well, that's what you made a good point earlier in your show. You were talking, I don't remember exactly quote you on it, but talking about people protecting themselves, in the schools, you know, back in the days when you went to school, guns were in your back of your pickup truck, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, the police chief of Detroit, he told people to start arming themselves.
James Craig.
And what happened? What happened, Bill? People started breaking in people's houses, and these guys started getting shot, man. And now, yeah, crime's gone down in Detroit. You know why? For the simple fact that good people are arming themselves now.
Well, I mean, that illustrates, see, it should be an occupational hazard if you're a home invader that you might get perforated when you invade.
Right.
And And getting out there, and I think they had like 8 self-defense shootings in Detroit in 10 days. And that's when crime began to drop, because all of a sudden people became aware, we don't have victims here, we have possible defenders, and we might get perforated. So that occupational safety hazard went to the, you know, dead center of their screen when they're thinking about how they're going to set up their day. And it had a chilling effect on crime. And
yeah, the police chief took a lot of slack from that, but you know what? It actually worked. People started defending their homes, started defending their rights, you know, and going to the store and not feeling in fear no more. Well, the bad guy's got a gun, so do I, you know. And it worked. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, hey. But that, no, I don't hate to say it because it's fact. You know, I don't hate to say it. I don't apologize for nothing, you know, when we defend ourselves from people trying to do us harm, regardless, you know. And if we see it going on now with the racial divide. You know, trying to see people don't understand the low income, not this African American, but the low income community, social design welfare. It's by design to keep you down.
Sure.
They'll give
sure.
you, give you, give you, but they'll take more. See, in Michigan, they just passed a law. If you're on public assistance, you got to take a dirty urine drop now. There you go. You know, and to me, that's unconstitutional. And people shouldn't have to go through that just because you're low income, you know. And but see, they give it and they'll take it away later down the road. And that's social design. That's by design, socialist communist design.
Well, I think we're seeing a sea change. As I'm getting ready to run out of time here, but I'm all for making people aware and helping disseminate the information. But I do have a plan B in place, and I'll leave you with that. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I got a plan B too, man.
There you go.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Have a good show today.
You, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Bye. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wanting to, you know, make people aware, but you got to have plan B. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number you get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. The Scorpion line, I think, is going to lead to really good things, but the Scorpion line by itself is already superb. Go check that out. Never seen a better way to carry your ammo around with you. I hear a lot of people that try to give what they think is sound legal advice on how to respond to a threat non-lethally. And some of these things are not bad ideas. They include displaying your firearm prior to firing, indicating that you're willing to shoot, screaming stop or I will shoot, or something similar prior to shooting. There's talk of warning shots and wounding shots. And there's a lot of instructors that might actually get out there and throw that at you in a reputable class aimed at civilians. And when I think about this kind of a tactic to adopt, while they do seem like good, sound legal advice that may help keep you out of jail, I discard them. I throw them aside. And there's a reason for that. That's because when you're put into a situation like that, you're in a stressful situation. And in a stressful situation, there's a lot of things that you're not really going to have time to do. You're not really going to have time or the luxury of considering these things. My time is focused on accurately identifying the threat, immediately getting set to be aggressive with that threat, and then reassessing the threat after I am ready to deal with the threat. And believe me, there's nothing non-lethal in that. There's a moment that's not non-lethal. And there's a whole lot of other things that go into those three items. You got to positively ID it. You need to be moving to cover. You need to make sure what you're getting ready to shoot. If your gun's up, you need to be on them. The same way you've trained to shoot the targets that you shoot, you need to be on them like that. You don't need to worry about saying, well, if I take out their shoulder, they won't be able to use their... No, don't worry about that. And none of my tactics involve anything non-lethal. And that's not because I'm ex-military or anything. It's just because I'm realistic. Because I... In a threat situation, when you start going into that adrenaline dump, when your amygdala comes into play, and this is, you know, that's the part of your brain that is making the decisions whether you're going to be eaten or be eating. There's not a lot of stuff that you're going to be able to cram into that as, and you know, collateral considerations. To get to that point, to get to the point to where you are only assessing it, the simpler you can keep it, okay, the scenario that you're dealing with and the way you deal with it, the better it's going to be. Because at the end of the day, it's not about staying out of jail or anything else. It's about surviving. Shooting while moving, while that is good training, and verbally communicating while shooting, while moving, is good training. At the same time, it's incredibly difficult. I know a lot of people in the chat room will type something to me, and because I can't type and be talking about the topic at the same time and have a different thought while I'm typing, I don't do it. Because that's difficult. I'm not even under stress. But if you think that kind of thing is easy, if you think shooting and moving and communicating is easy, which is the old linchpin of all infantry, shoot, move, and communicate, you've been watching too many movies. I've been in many classes where it was a very simple drill. You had two lines of barrels set up. The barrels represented cover. Two people would have to get on these barrels. One would have to, both in firing positions. One is designated the first one moving. So he'd have to let somebody know that he was ready, his partner. The partner would have to let him know that he's ready. Verbally, they have to be talking to themselves verbally. Invariably, on their way down, there will come a point where they're stalling, where they forget to communicate, and they're going to simply engage a target. Now, when your partner is moving, your engagement changes, because if you're shooting at one target while you both are undercover, you're going to have to shoot at two while he's moving. Keep two heads down. Now, if you really want to get real with it, have the target move while you're shooting and moving and communicating. Then, now you're getting somewhere. You are getting somewhere. Then if you really want to take it one more step further, and this is a force-on-force scenario I'm describing, and this is not something you should be doing with live firearms, airsoft, ammunition, something, laser tag. But if you really want to be serious about your training, engage a moving target that gets to shoot at you first. Even the very best shooters in the world would have difficulty with that kind of task. And they train constantly. It's not that they can't do it, but it's very difficult to do it. You're getting to the level now of an Olympic athlete at this point, being able to do that and deal with that on a constant basis. And it's hard for a reason. It's not just the fine motor skills necessary that are difficult, and they are. It's that in reality you have to actually think while you're doing all of that. It's a little bit like being a drummer on a drum kit. A drummer has to take his four limbs, both feet, both hands. And this is if he's just a drummer. If he's singing too, then he has to think five different ways. And all four of his limbs have to operate autonomously, but in concert to blend with what the other three limbs are doing. All of this takes a lot of smarts and a lot of time. You have to identify appropriate cover. You have to choose an appropriate route to get to that cover. You have to choose to ignore that cover in some cases. And that takes more smarts, and that takes more time. The actual weapons manipulation, that's the easy part. Clearing the holster, getting it up, punching it out, getting a good sight picture. That eats up a little more time. Verbal communication takes a lot of smarts. You've got to be able to let people know what you're doing. You've got to be able to let people know where you're going. You've got to let people know that it's safe. You've got to let people know that you got it. And if you're not doing that, then you're missing something. You're missing something. So the reason that I don't concern myself with non-lethal options when I'm considering self-defense is because I'm already in a my cup runneth over circumstance. So the safest, sanest thing for you to do when you're training is not to consider those things. Now, for most people, when something like that happens, the first thing that's going to go out the window is going to be talking. They're not going to be able to talk. So getting out there and saying, stop or I will shoot, in the middle of the adrenaline dump, you've just pulled a weapon and you're pointing it at another human being. You think you're going to remember to do that? Keep it simple. Don't worry about the non-lethal steps. Most of us are not in a position to deal with non-lethal steps anyway. Just because you train to be lethal does not mean you have to go lethal. You don't have to go loud on them. 95% of the time, people with no training persevere in a gunfight. It's just that without shooting someone, let me add that. But my skill set, I'm not predicating the development of my skill set on statistics, because each one of these cases is an individual type case. There are no two that are alike. Keep that in mind. Forget about non-lethal. We'll do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.